Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up later this hour, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to a Caps game. We're going to talk to Coach Peter Laviolette, head coach of the Capitals, at 9:40. But stay tuned for your chance to win tickets to a Caps game. Also have a pair of passes to National Champions, the advanced screening of that movie at the Landmark Bethesda Row. So stay tuned for that. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the Washington football team and how many wins we think it takes for them to get to the playoffs. Some of us believe 8 wins, some 9. To get to 8 wins, you need 3. To get to 9, you need 4 in the final 6 games.
By the way, you don't want to go to the playoffs winning 8 games.
Of course you don't want to.
And having a losing record. It's just embarrassing.
It's not a great look.
But it's just the way the league is built now. I mean, there's so much parity. And
no, it's fine to do it. Like
it's just the way the league is built.
I'd rather that than, pick 9th or something. But, from Washington's perspective, we need to string together some winning seasons. So
it's been hard to come by under the Dan Snyder ownership era.
I thought it was brilliant. I know the players don't love it, but I thought it was brilliant to add the game, and because it makes those last few games even more interesting because everyone still can grasp. And
well, they could have just added the wild card.
Well, that's what they did.
Well, without adding the 17th game.
I think adding the wild card and adding the 17th game, it just makes all of those games in week 17 interesting.
It would have done it too if they NFL football. I understand it takes a toll on the players, and you're seeing that with a lot of the high-profile guys being sidelined and not available, missing weeks, if not the rest of the seasons. But I'm in favor of more football. I understand the players. At some point, you got to limit it. I mean,
we're fans.
Yeah, are they going to play 20-plus games in a season?
We're fans.
Of course. We're always going to want more. We're greedy.
I wish they would have added 2. If they're going to do it. It's bizarre.
Game 18 is looming at some point. That's going to happen.
Jason says he mentioned this yesterday, but I do think it.
I do think we should. I'm a forward thinker.
I do think we should talk about it in greater depth. So Washington plays the Raiders on Sunday.
Yeah,
huge game. Both teams. Raiders coming off a win on Thanksgiving. Washington come off a win on Monday night. Well, that's a competitive advantage you would think for the Raiders because they have 3 more days to prepare.
They don't have to travel.
A lot more rest.
Yep.
They don't have to travel. And this is not unique for the Washington football team. The NFL schedule makers have kind of screwed Washington here, Jason. You can talk about it, but the next week, they'll play Dallas. Well, Dallas plays on Thursday.
They play the exact same situation.
Well, hasn't that already happened? Didn't Seattle have a week off before we played them? I believe so, right? Am I wrong?
They played the Cardinals and Colt McCoy.
Oh, okay. The Bucks did, though. The Bucks had the week off.
Yeah, but Washington had it, too. They both had the bye week.
Yeah, they both had came off the bye week.
But this is back-to-back weeks where they're going to be facing a team that has significantly more days to prepare. I mean, this week in particular, because you played on Monday night, it's a short week for a Sunday game, and the Raiders played on Thursday.
Yep.
But then you play in Vegas, come home to prepare for a team that's already preparing for you for 3 days in the Cowboys next.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I'd like to know what the record is of teams coming off a bye against teams playing a short week. That'd be interesting to calculate.
And then after that, by the way,
the Eagles have a bye the week before they play them.
The Eagles have 2 weeks to prepare for the Washington football team.
Yeah.
So are you worried about that? We can open up the phone lines, 800-636-1067. You can call it a quirk in the schedule, but the schedule makers have certainly not given an advantage to the Washington football team. The Gambit DC listener lines are open. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. 800-636-1067. I saw somebody analyze like all the schedules in an article a few weeks ago, and Washington may have the worst situation, but it can't be easy coming up with a schedule where you got to schedule one Monday night game, you got to schedule one Thursday night game, you got Saturday games later in the season, and
somebody's got to
work it out. Like somebody's going
to
get screwed.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to happen. And there's nobody in a back room saying we're going to screw the Washington football
because they don't want Snyder to make the playoffs.
That's not happening.
That's definitely not happening. I assume it's just an algorithm.
It's all computers.
And a computer does it and spits it out, and it is what it is. I'm sure they glance at it for a second.
That is funny though.
Maybe this is just because I'm being defensive, and deep down I don't want to believe in it that it helps. But I don't think teams need an extra week to get extra information. Like, I think it's pretty. Most teams run basically the same stuff. Takes about a couple hours probably to look at it and they know what you're doing.
It's all about rest.
Yeah. I think it's the rest advantage.
The rest advantage is one
thing. The health advantage,
getting healthier.
But in terms
of like scouting and we get extra days to prepare, that notion.
No, I think it's rest. The key is rest.
Yeah, but for a short week, like, I do think when you have a short week.
That can hurt you.
You don't have as many days. And especially if a short week from a road game. You don't have as much time to install your game plan and work on everything. Heck, Coach Rivera came on this show yesterday and straight up admitted he should have been working on the backup kicker more.
Yeah,
but they only have so much time.
You can't blame him for that.
Well, took the blame for it. I'm not blaming him. He took the blame.
No, I know, but I mean, no one even.
What are the odds of that happening?
I mean, it's just crazy.
I know. Just saying.
I don't think every team has a backup kicker thing all locked down.
My point is that coaches can't do everything and prepare for everything because they have a limited time.
I never suggested NFL they rules. Could prepare
so
for everything.
So it is a competitive disadvantage when you have those short weeks and a competitive advantage for the other teams when they have the longer weeks.
It is a competitive advantage, but I think it's because it's like Eric was saying, I don't think it's because of scouting.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of know what these teams
do.
It's because, ask B. Mitch. Getting an extra week's rest is huge.
Even
that's
an extra
where it's,
day or two's rest.
Especially when Washington has to play they have the short week because they played on Monday.
Right.
That's a big advantage.
I just want to believe that the best team's going to win, like whatever that is on that day.
I know, but that doesn't happen. You know that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see. I mean, are you just going to say we're doomed? I'm not going to say that.
No, they're not doomed, but they're at a disadvantage in the next 3 weeks because of that.
Washington is traveling out there on Saturday, so they're trying to keep their practice schedule as close to regular as possible.
For what it's worth, EB, it's going to frustrate you. Matchup predictor, ESPN, 62% Raiders.
Doesn't upset me. It's always the matchup predictor never predicts us.
Stupid computer.
No one ever picks us. I don't blame you. I'll probably pick the Raiders.
Raiders allow about 126 rushing yards per game.
That's
24th in the league.
It's worse than the Seahawks.
I think you're going to see a lot of Gibby.
You saw what Gibby
did
against them.
The thing I do like, if I dared to allow myself to be positive, is that I feel like they're kind of hitting their stride a little bit. They're getting some guys back, right? So hopefully you get more plays from Logan, get more plays from Curtis. I really feel like Taylor has found a nice groove, and he's not forcing balls like he was. Gibby's running great. The defense has got things figured out with getting Cam Curl out there more and moving Lander. I mean, everything's trending in the right direction.
It is, but they have to shore up that miscommunication bit with Lockett, with him getting wide open, because you know they're going to call a few deep shots to Deshaun. And if there's a breakdown in the secondary, they're going to exploit it.
Understood, but everyone in the world knows Deshaun runs one route. So if they aren't prepared for that,
can you stop it?
Yeah, I don't know if they can, but if they aren't prepared for Deshaun to run his one route, then that's just on them.
Right, his go route.
They deserve to lose.
Right.
If you lose track of a guy who does one thing, all right.
He actually does two things. He runs go routes for 70-yard bombs. And he suffers soft tissue injuries.
Finger 11 concise for one thing.
Yeah, they were. Big hit.
I think it's interesting, I'm just on the FanDuel thing, that the Raiders are minus 142 on the money line. That's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more favored, but I don't know, 142. I thought it'd be more of a pick 'em game, but
What is the spread actually?
2.5.
They deserve to be favored. So I'm glad. I'd rather go in as underdog, frankly.
This is not an official tick, but the pick, but the early tingle is Washington plus the number.
Oh, no.
I love that. Catching 2.5.
The early cakes tingle.
That's just
Who wins the game?
That's the stirring of a tingle. It's not official yet.
Yeah. Who wins the game, you think?
Well, he likes Washington, probably. I think you already said that.
I mean, I just said they're going to win 4-6 down the stretch, including the game at Vegas.
EB, you know how weeks ago some people were like, maybe we can get Derek Carr as the quarterback of the future?
Yeah.
He only has one more touchdown than Taylor this year and one less interception.
Look, I don't want to get crazy because we got 5-6 games left.
$20 million a year.
Yeah. But the way Taylor's played the last 3 weeks, I mean, if he played like that every game, you'd be fine. You'd be set. You'd be fine.
I heard Grant and Danny talking about it last night on 106.7 The Fan that he's, and we all know this already, he's severely outperforming his contract.
And if he keeps
doing it over the next 6-plus weeks, they may have to tear up the contract and just do something going forward.
How much does Derek Carr make?
$20 million.
Gotta be $20.
$20 million. He has one more touchdown than Taylor Heinicke and one less interception. Now he's got significantly more yards. They pass a lot more.
He leads the league in passing yards.
He's got 3,400 passing yards to Taylor's 2,600.
That doesn't really matter.
But one more touchdown, one less interception.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he's done a fantastic job the last 3 weeks. The thing is, can you keep stacking? I didn't think he could do three in a row. Now the question is, can he have four? You know, some people are knocking him. I thought his game last week was pretty good. You know, I know JP said, and JP was there, Finley, and he said he missed some guys. I
thought he was late on some throws.
Yeah, and he's not perfect, but I thought it was pretty solid.
Has he moved up in the PFF rankings? Because he used to be really low. Like, PFF was disrespecting Taylor out of like 31.
I don't think he did any like big downfield throws or like one or two. So they probably didn't like any of the stuff because he did simple stuff, right? He kept it simple.
Mr. Brickle, go to Gus in Alexandria. He's talking about this Raiders game. He doesn't think it's as important.
Gus, what's up, buddy? You're out with the Junkies. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Junkie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think the Raiders game is important because it's a football game. You don't want your football players to go out there and not try hard.
Right.
But it's the least consequential game because it's a AFC conference opponent. We have to go 4-2 down the stretch. Might as have one of those losses against the Raiders, and that'll even out. If we start sitting some players like Schweitzer or Samuel, some people who are hampered or nicked up, or even Gibson, start him, but don't give him 30 rushes against the Raiders. We need him to have 30 rushes against the Eagles or the Cowboys, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has a history of getting injured. We beat the Raiders, it's going to be a Pyrrhic victory. We're going to end up all nicked up by the time we get to end stretch of the season.
I think they've just looked at Gibby and said, we're not that concerned about your injury.
Right. Yeah, he's the guy.
They're like, you're getting the ball 25 times.
I mean, if you see,
I hope you're ready for it.
If you look at what they've done the last 3 weeks, they've given them the ball 80 times.
That's what they're going to do. They're
give it to your best players.
They're riding that horse.
But he's right. I mean, the AFC games obviously aren't as big when it comes to tiebreakers and stuff like that. But if you lose, it just makes those other games, those divisional games, the NFC games, even bigger. So
the Cakes won't like this because I know he's a huge Gibby guy. And I like him. But I think if Gibby went down and that they gave J.D. McKissick the same touches, I think he'd be equally as effective.
You've never been super high on Gibby. You kind of wanted him to go to receiver.
I like McKissick. I think he's...
I think he could do the same thing that Gibby's doing.
I think he does the same, but he's got a really good skill set.
I think there's a reason they start Gibby.
You need...
I think there's a reason they give him the rock that much.
Here's why they start Gibby.
But you need two
guys. First of all, he's better.
Correct.
And he's bigger.
Yes.
He's definitely bigger.
He's more durable.
I don't know how much better he is, but maybe he is.
All right, right now we're going to hook up our listeners with some Caps tickets. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with tickets to go see the Caps take on the Anaheim
The
Anaheim Ducks at Capital One Arena. Monday, December 6th, 2021, 7 p.m. You can see Alexander Ovechkin and the Capitals all season long at Capital One Arena. Single game tickets, group tickets, partial plans, all on sale. For more info on how to purchase tickets, visit washcaps.com/tickets. Listen to the Caps all season long right here on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up next, Tiger Woods spoke yesterday. How do you interpret it?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Give you a chance to win some tickets to go see national champions shortly, so stay tuned for that. But I'm going to defer here. EB and Bish are huge golf fans. EB's one of the foremost Tiger experts.
Thank you. I actually do think I am.
Tiger Tracker. Do you ever figure out who that was? You had theories on who the Tiger Tracker was?
I think the word is it's a group of people.
Oh, okay.
That's different than the Secret Tour Pro.
It's a consortium.
Oh, okay.
I think the Tiger Tracker.
Who's the Secret Tour Pro?
Don't know. A lot of people thought at one point it was the kid from Australia. What's his name? But it's not.
Adam Scott.
I mean, I don't know. People don't know.
There's no way it's him.
But so Tiger had a presser yesterday because he has his hero challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
In the Bahamas.
And he did an interview with Golf Digest. And I know Valdez has like three clips here.
Yeah, let's hear some clips.
You want to hear him? This is, I think, from the presser yesterday.
He looked jacked, by the way. I'll say that.
He looks great.
He looked jacked.
He looks great.
I said it yesterday. I feel I'm lucky to be alive, but also still have the limb. Those are two crucial things, you know. So I'm very, very grateful that someone upstairs was taking care of me, that I'm able to not only be here, but also to walk without a prosthesis.
How realistic was amputation as an option?
What's that?
How realistic was amputation? Like, was that really discussed?
Yeah, it was on the table.
Think about that. When a doctor say it's a possibility.
I mean, it's very scary to think it was that serious,
right.
Yeah. But
it's incredible.
I'm sorry.
You think he's a drama queen?
I'm a Tiger. I'm a Tiger expert. Tiger, listen, I'm sure that there was some level of conversation that, hey, if this doesn't heal right, this could go bad.
Right.
Tiger loves to talk about how down he is and then come back from the dead. It's like a wrestling bit for him.
He does, but this is another level, my friend.
I'm not a Tiger expert, but I have a theory, too, about the – I don't want to say it's a myth, but they always talk about he won a major on a broken leg.
Yeah.
My theory on that, and it's because fractures are technically broken.
He was in tremendous pain.
I understand that.
I
understand that. But a fracture, you can say it's broken, right? And he tore his ACL. And oftentimes, including when I tore my ACL, you get the readout and it says that you tore other ligaments. And like for me, I had a fracture of my leg.
Mm-hmm.
It was was not broken like Joe Theismann or Alex Smith.
Well, nobody thinks that.
Technically, a broken leg. So I think Tiger probably had a bone bruise / fracture.
No. Because if you watched it, after every impact, he was in pain.
Well, just let it all
to follow your drama queen.
No. Listen, he's a little bit of a drama queen too. Like when you know, if he's playing bad, all of a sudden he's limping.
Right.
I mean, he's got a history of.
Yeah, I'm just saying anybody built it up. He fractured his tibia.
And
he's not 30.
In a heads-up matchup between Alex Smith's leg about to be amputated and Tiger Woods' leg about to be amputated.
It's a trouncing.
I'm taking Alex Smith 100 times.
I understand that, but they're both very serious.
But the
injuries.
Reason why Alex was almost amputated is because of infection.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt.
Tiger had a compound fracture, and I'm sure it was a disgusting injury, and clearly it's a very serious injury. But let me just say this. He's a freak. He's had 5 knee surgeries. The guy comes back. I know he's got more where he talks about here when he's going to play a tournament. Let's just play the clips, and I'll give you my theory on the guy. Let's play the second clip where he talks about when he thinks he might play in a tournament again.
As far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. Now, I'll play a round here and there, a little hit and giggle. I can do something like that. I certainly like playing from the USGA suggests, you know, play forward. I really like that idea now. I don't like the tees on back, so I like play it forward. Come on, let's move it up. Yeah, to see some of my shots fall out of the sky a lot shorter than they used to is a little eye-opening. But at least I'm able to do it again. That's something that for a while there it didn't look like I was going to. I'm able to participate in the sport of golf. Now, to what level, I do not know that.
All right, just to give you background, the last time he came, he had the dramatic stuff, and it was the back surgery, serious stuff. But he did have it from a surgeon who other players had come back from. He said 2 weeks before he didn't know if he'd ever be able to play again. And then he's hit stingers, and he's putting it out on social media. Next thing you know, he's out on tour. I don't doubt that he's not going to play full time. I don't think he's been a full-time player for the last 5 years.
I can't remember if we talked about this on air.
And by the way, full-time for him is 13 to 15 events.
I see him playing 6 to 8 events.
Okay. I can't remember if we talked about this on air or if I read this. And this might be a conspiracy theory, but some people posited that he was doing some of this stuff just to maintain the sponsorship money coming in.
Sure. I know John always has that idea, too. I think that it's golf is all he knows. I think he's super competitive. I think when Phil won the PGA at age 50, that inspired him. I'll take on all comers. I think he's going to play in the – I know Valdez and I were arguing about this the other day. Valdez doesn't think he's ever going to tee it up in a PGA Tour event again. I think he will, and I think eventually he's going to win again. I'm not going to predict a major, but I think he's only going to play the majors, and he'll pick 3 or 4 tracks that he always dominates, and he has some sponsorship ties.
Jack Nicklaus is so sized. His record is so safe.
The thing that I keep thinking about is he's had all of these injuries just mount and mount and mount.
He's had a billion.
And he's not – he's 45. He'll be 46 before he plays again.
Yeah, I know. He's old.
So I just think that that's going to come back. I understand that Phil won at 50, but Phil – has had no injuries.
Understood.
Zero.
Understood. Well, doesn't he have arthritis in his hands or something? I've seen commercials.
He hasn't had surgery.
I don't know what he has.
He hasn't had surgery.
Is that Jason, a cash grab? Right.
Hurt from grabbing all the cash. Jason, you're right. And surgeries are they're traumatic and they're hard to come back from.
I mean, he's had 10.
He's an expert at it.
Maybe more than that.
He's also an expert at over dramatizing on some level. Like, it's always, man, I just want to be able to bend over again. I just want to be able
to pick my
kids up and kick the ball. It's always this. I've been down this road 10 times with Tiger Woods.
It's like a warm
ride. I know, but the thing is,
amputation was on the table. What he doesn't tell you is the doctor said 10 different outcomes, and then they throw in, and there's a possibility of amputation if you have 25 infections like Alex Smith.
Yeah, Drab, you trying to say something?
Well, I take what you're saying with a grain of salt because you downplayed Alex Smith's injury. You said it was just a broken bone and bones heal once the infection goes away and he'd be fine. So I think in your mind, you don't think that Tiger's leg is going
to
heal perfectly.
I told you
fine.
Guys he was going to retire. I did tell you that. Go back to the tape.
No, hold on.
Alex Smith?
Yeah, I told you
I'm
that.
The one
but he came back to play?
Hold on. I said, no. I said when he was – after he was done, I said you thought he was going to come back and play. I said, no, he's going to retire. I told you that.
All right, hold on.
After the injury, I'm confused.
after last year.
Oh, well, nobody wanted him anymore.
Right, you guys said he's good enough, he'll play as a backup. I said there's no chance. He's going to retire. I told you
that. Let me just tell you
something. You guys argue with me. I remember being in my office on Zoom. Terrible Zoom.
Do you need another hand to pat your back?
You guys all do it yourself.
Well, I'm going to pat myself. I broke the Alex Smith may never play again story. I broke that story. Okay.
Well, but that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you dismissed the injury to a certain degree.
Hold on. You broke the story with my source.
Well, I had another source, too. Okay. I had two. All right. Okay.
I am patting myself on the back.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
How about a we broke the story? A lot of me going on there.
Cakes didn't have anything to do with that.
Cakes didn't really have anything to do with it.
Neither did I.
Hold on.
I don't break stories.
Compound fractures are very serious, but guys have come back from it, and I thought he would. Once the infection factor played in, all bets are off. All bets are off. And so I don't think Tiger has that issue. I don't think this injury is going to prevent him from eventually getting strong enough to be able to win. What I think the key to Tiger winning is short game. I think it's with all these guys is short game. It's not going to prevent him from having an excellent short game. As long as he's practicing, he can practice. And I think he will win again.
Although he came back and his short game was about as good as Cakes. Remember that?
Well, that was when he was on the painkillers.
Well, it was because of injuries. Well, he was on the painkillers because of injuries.
All right, now, if he's addicted to painkillers again, which I don't doubt, then that's a different issue. But
He's had so many injuries, I wouldn't be
shocked. Have we played the third clip? I don't think we even played the third clip where he talks kind of about when he'll be ready.
All right.
Best case scenario in the process of your recovery, and you can play pick and choose limited tournaments a year. How determined are you to win again?
Well, I got to be good enough to do it. Okay, so I got to prove to myself in practice that I'm good enough. I'll chip and putt any of these guys, but the golf courses are longer than just a chip and putt course. Okay, we're not going to be playing the par 3 course at Augusta, you know, to win the Masters. So I got to get a little bit bigger game than that. So as I said, I got a long way to go in the rehab process to be able to do something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, who wants to take? I'm betting on Tiger. He's coming back and he's playing on tour.
I won't necessarily bet against him.
Eventually, he's going to win
again. I'll bet you.
I agree with you. Why wouldn't he?
I'll bet you $100 right now he won't win again.
Bet.
All right. It's in.
Oh, silly $100 bet.
That's a big one.
By age 53. Just give me that.
Well, he's win again.
Good. Because he'll win.
Yeah. He'll lifetime. I think 53.
That's a fair bet.
Yeah, How old is he? 43?
45.
He'll be 46 in December. He'll be 46, I think, around Christmas.
Does a win with Charlie and the father son thing in 2 years?
No. PJ Tour event.
I was going to say, what about something in Saudi Arabia or if he plays in the PNC?
No, PGA Tour event.
It's got to be a Corner Club approved event.
Tour event. Yeah.
PGA Tour event. Because you think he's going to come back on PGA Tour.
Yeah, and PGA Tour event. I'm trying to think. I think they did have one event like in Abu Dhabi or something. Wasn't that a sanctioned event? It's something.
Well, it's for the European Tour.
Yeah, I won't count the European Tour.
The match? He comes back in the match.
No, I'll bet you. No. You know what? It's a sweat. I'll bet you $100 he doesn't win again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I will.
PJ Tour.
I will always bet on Tiger. And I know him so well, he's a drama king, Cake. So we don't say drama queen anymore.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Drama king.
Hey, we got head coach Peter Laviolette joining us coming up at 9:40. But right now, going to hook up the callers. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with 2 passes to the National Champions Advanced Screening at the Landmark Bethesda Row, which is coming up December 8th, 2021. It opens in theaters nationwide December 10th. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. But I want to tell you about PenFed. We love PenFed. Whether you're a platoon leader or cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. It is your head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter LaViolette. Tough one last night, coach. And somebody tweeted me just a bit ago and said, ask coach what he means about working, that you talked about working in the third period and maybe didn't feel your team was working as hard.
Yeah. I came down to get a coffee this morning, and my wife says to me, when do you want to talk about that game?
Right.
I watched it on TV, and she said, when do you want to talk about that game? I said, don't ask me about last night.
Oh.
And so I'm going to answer that one man's nice question, and then you can ask me about the weather in Carolina. You can ask me if the plane, if the seats were comfortable. and then after that, I'm going to give you the same thing I told my wife. Don't ask me about that game last night.
That's fair.
Yeah. You know, what I said last night was that we have been a successful team because when you go out and you play an opponent, certainly the opponents that we were playing in the last three games, and we had talked about it, right? It was Florida, Carolina, Florida. Tops in the league, tops in the conference, Thompson division for Carolina. We had talked about, you know, what it would take to beat that team and how fast we would have to play and how hard we would have to work on the puck and how much pace we would have to play with. All of that is work. How quickly you defend, how hard you get in on the forecheck. The way that we've played the game, there's been a, you know, a common denominator that goes through it. And as we went into that game last night, I thought that the first period was good. I thought the second period was really good. And we were going out for the third period, and it we just dropped that, the work. Like, the work, you know, it's, I think it's different, like, you know, from hitting a baseball. It's, you stand there, and you have to have this beautiful swing, and you got to be able to see these pitches, and you got to time it. When you play like basketball or whatever, there's this one-on-one combativeness that goes into it, and you have to be quicker, you have to be faster, you have to be stronger. And so there's it's really been the backbone to our success this year. And we came out off, you know, we almost, and when we played Seattle, you know, my pitch going in there to Seattle was, at times you can, when you're ahead by three or four goals, you can forget about that, even though we talked about it, because I don't think that we were great in the third period against Carolina. You can forget about that. And meanwhile, the other team is in there, and they're getting revved up, and they're like, it just takes one goal. We just got to get, just put pucks at the net. Just get the one. We get the one, we'll get two. And so it's like a pendulum swing that goes from you're in charge to the other team's coming, and you've taken your foot off the gas. The work isn't as good. And the work's been the secret sauce to the success. and it just didn't come out in the third period. Mm. I saw it in the first 4 or 5 minutes, and I tried to call a timeout just to bring it back in and see if we can't pull it together and get it back on track. And they were just quicker than us. They were, you know, there's no excuses for it. We had it, and we let it get away. We have nobody to blame but ourselves, and you know, we take a day off today, which I think is good, and move on from it and get ready for the next one.
Yeah, it's perfect because, and I mean, it's awful, but it's perfect because we've talked about this in previous weeks, and you said that you don't go in the locker room after a loss, and you only like to go in so you can sleep on it. Clearly, you've slept on it. You're still pissed. So it's good. It's good you have a day. So you're not meeting with the guys at all.
My wife's good, though. My wife knows not that, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, don't ask. Can we talk about the game? No, we can't.
Right. Of course, she knows.
We can't talk about
the
game.
She knows. No, she gets it. But
But then I'm still walking down the stairs to get a coffee, and she says, "What do you think happened?" And I said, "Well, if I answered that,
we
would be talking about it, wouldn't we?"
She's trying. She's trying to get in there.
She's trying.
But so if you're off, does that mean you're truly, completely off? I mean, I assume you go in and do something. I don't know. No,
the players are off, so it's listed as a day off for them. You know, we were going into that third period. We couldn't ask for a better three game run, right? Because it was against the teams that we need to beat. And so it didn't happen. We gotta move on from this. But the players, part of it could be, leaning on these players too, with guys out of the lineup and the back end and the travel. The month of November was a tough month for us, just with the back to backs and with the travel. And I'm not making it. There's no excuse for last
night. No, understood.
What I'm saying is, I think the day off for the players to
it's
get
good.
Away from it for today,
yeah.
Come in tomorrow, and let's get back on track. And so coaches will be going in, and we'll sit through. I'll have to watch this game again. We kind of divvy up the work, and I had the third period last night and wanted to jump off the plane. But
yeah, don't do that.
Then we got to go in and watch it again today and put it in front of all the coaches and dissect it a little bit. But
so how does that? Here's my question, Coach. How does it change your message? So now you're going to have basically 48 hours, roughly 36. I don't know, whatever the hell it is. How is it going to change your message then when you see the team tomorrow? I mean, you'll be you'll get another night of sleep, so you'll be emotionally a little bit more detached from it. So I'm sure it'll be a little bit better. But
you've got to turn you can't hang on to these games.
You just got
to
let it go.
There's four games a week. I mean, we're playing back to back. We're playing 5 games in 7 nights. You can't hang on to these games, and so. It's this will be more for us, and what we see and what things that we could do in the game. It would be more for the next time we play Florida. Like I said, if our team has been through a lot and we're still putting points in the column and we're doing okay. And so we've got to, they know.
So you're not going to have a film session where you're calling guys out tomorrow?
No, especially because the game's coming too, right? So we want to put it in a good frame of mind. If anything, we want to show them positive clips about the work, about the forecheck, about how tenacious we can play defense and, what makes us successful and how fast we can play the game. You kind of pump that back into that for the game coming up here and move on. We got to move on.
So, Coach, last night Joe Thornton pots a goal against you, and he's closing in on 1,700 career games, and he would be closing in on the record if it weren't for his stupid ex-teammate, Patrick Marleau, who's still playing too in San Jose, who has 1,779 games. He's getting towards 1,800.
I can't believe these guys have been in the league 24, 25 years.
It's unreal.
And, Joe's such a good guy. I was in the Boston organization when he was a young Bruin, and I was actually the assistant coach in Boston when he was there. Just a fantastic person, a fantastic player with an unbelievable career, and the fact that he's still going and contributing is amazing. And so you're right, though. They've been around a long time, and they've been around a long time because they're really professional about their business. They love the game, and they're still good at it.
Yeah. I mean,
if you had to guess, do you think Ovi will be playing at his age? So Thornton is 42, I believe.
42 years old.
I'm going to say yes.
I think that there's a chance. You know, I can't speak for Ovi. That'd
no,
be
I said guess.
For him, but I, you know, what would the, so
six
got,
more years?
He's got four. He's got four more on this contract. What does that make him?
40.
Make him
40.
Listen, he loves the game.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I mean, he loves the game. He loves this team. And if he, you know, a lot of it has to do with health, I think, as you get older. But right now, he's still strong. Wow. I see that happening. I could see it happening.
I could totally
Caps
see
it. Caps fans would love that.
Dude, he's a lifer. He's a lifer. You see him with his kid out there. I mean, he's a lifer. It's what he loves.
Yeah, yeah.
Is his kid, by the way, does he look like he's going to be a stud? My wife is convinced he's going to be a stud.
I think it's too early to tell, but if there's, you know, if the pedigree runs downhill, there's a good chance.
There's a good chance. Yeah.
I see him at the rink all the time. He's a great kid. You know, he's just getting into it. You know, he's just, he'll get in there and put his gear on, and he'll come out on the ice once in a while. So he's young. He's really young.
I was going to say, though, EB, how can you tell? Because you can't even skate backwards. Neither can I.
No. Just because
everybody's going to look great
to me. But no, like at age two, he's pumping in 100 goals. Yeah, like, you know, he puts the puck right. Absurd. Like, it's all going to be natural.
I've seen
for
the
him.
Video.
It's going to be totally natural. Yeah.
It's when I think I started at four. You know, like it's when you're first starting, you're trying to get a feel for those edges. I think people take it for granted sometimes on how hard it is if you've never done it. Now, for Big Ovi or for me as a coach or whatever, to be on skates and edges is no big deal. It's like walking on sneakers. But for anybody who's not been on skates before, so you're talking about a four-year-old and they're trying to get balance and coordination and all that out there. You know, that's the first challenge, I think, is really mastering the edges and the skates itself. And then from there, then you work on the skills and the, you know, when you're on the ice, the skills and the shooting and the stick handling and the skating and all that, that's when all that comes into play. But the edges right now for young kids, I think, is what you try to master first.
Believe me, I know it's hard. Cakes and I played in your media game a couple years ago, and it was brutal.
Yep.
Thank you, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Go pummel the Blackhawks, Coach. Just go.
All right, guys.
Take care of business.
Morning, okay?
You all too, right, man. Thank you. Appreciate
I was
it.
So bad in that media game. There was a assistant coach who's a listener of the show, and he actually – fed me the puck two or three times. He was actually playing on the other team.
Right.
Fed me the puck two or three times
to
set me up. And I remember one time I just swung and missed like twice.
Sure. It's hard,
well,
man.
Did you take a big swing or were you taking a little swing?
I mean, big one for me, but.
I would maybe just take a little swing just to get the contact.
Dude,
my biggest
I can barely
challenge
skate.
Is finding a helmet to fit my melon. It was hard. It was just tough, man.
Yeah, you got a
I
big
needed one.
One
of the big brain buckets.
Hey, got to get out of here. I want to remind people, stillbarking.com. You can get the book. Also, today is the first book signing. You may not have a book yet. You can pick it up there. Bish and Valdez are going to be there. We're out of here. B. Mitch and Finley, they're coming up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.